Dear friends, welcome to Radio Blast. We want to greet all of you who follow from more than 50 countries. We are here today with Fratello Giuseppe, for whom we have some questions concerning some hot political issues in the United States. Good morning to you, Giuseppe.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. All is well. You are saying that the United States is drifting away from its Christian and democratic foundation, and that real democracy would be the beginning of the solution to this problem. Can you develop this subject a little for us?
Well, simply I want to say real quick that America is ready, it's a turning point, it's ready to really solve their problems or fall in the ditch, just like basically very many countries, not all countries in the world, but since America is like the official leader of democracy and banner of freedom, it's like whether Americans like it or not, they are the leaders. I mean, America is the leader. So even though now there's a lot of protectionism and stuff, America, everybody, the whole world is looking to America for freedom, at least many countries. Personally, I'm an independent Christian, as you know, non-religious. I don't like religion. And I don't believe neither that politics can be the final answer. But for sure, they can help a lot.
But you were mentioning that democracy could help.
Yeah. I want to talk about this, about democracy. I want to talk. I agree with anyone, politicians or not, that I agree with the politics who are against abortions, killing lives, the name of so-called freedom. And I believe, I support anyone who believes in the love of God. So that's the kind of Christian I am. But I don't follow very much any religion. The Bible, yes. The gospel, yes. So we're going to have a little political analysis, but it's going to be real quick. Concerning the media, it's a strong factor in America, everywhere in the world, but especially in America. I want to say this about the media, that at the moment, all media all over the world always tends to be one side or the other. And personally, I follow pretty much most of the world media, particularly European and American. And it appears evident that the U.S. media has become very much like outlets of Marxist, leftist, if you prefer, take your choice, leftist or Marxist, it's the same. It's become media is becoming more and more a leftist propaganda, all right?
You think this is happening just in the States or all over the world?
Well, all over the world. Every newspaper has a political tendency. But America is there's a big change lately. American newspaper were much more showing democracy, but now they're just political party, the banners, I'm over here, I'm over there, and it's just
why do you think that is happening?
Well, it's happening, the reason is that the U.S. is steering to the left, it's a direct consequence of the school system. That's one of the main things. The school system has been quietly, silently, under the table, hijacked by the Marxist. That's how Marxists work. They creep in as friends, etc., big smiles, and then after a while, they show the true colors, like happened the Bolsheviks, like it happened in China, like it happened everywhere. Revolution, violent revolution, killing this and that, but they come with the full of promise. They promise everything that people want. People follow, and then they take off the mask, and then you see now what happened in China, Tiananmen, in Cuba, in the Soviets, everywhere, Laos, Vietnam, etc. All right? So the Marxists have been sneaking in almost every U.S. school at every level. But this is not just in the U.S., but also in the U.K., in the European Union, and elsewhere. There have been all kinds of massive undercover financing, operation covered up as, quote, cultural exchanges with countries such as China, as well as Islamic nations, who quickly learned the way of the Troy horse, true money, so to speak. All right. So this is the way that they sneaked in America. They did this everywhere. Okay. They started the days of Stalin. He couldn't topple America militarily. So because contrary to capitalism, communism has an ideology. Capitalism does not. It only has money. So they've been sneaking in everywhere, promising everything. Even that's how they got in Venezuela. They got in the power and the presidency. They promised everything. But you see, where are they now?
And what do you think is the solution to this problem?
Well, what I feel from the Lord is this. Whatever is left of Christian America, not much, needs to wake up, as it is almost too late. And this pretty quick, because also many Christian churches are getting infiltrated by the left, as well as by New Age, etc. And this is true also for all the rest of the religions of the world, infiltrated by the day, by Marxism, propaganda, and other similar utopian demagogic ideas, and ideas and ideals that seem so good when you just listen to them. But when you try the Marxist system, Marxist regime, then just go to Cuba, go to the Soviets, like it used to be, go to China, go to Tiananmen, go to Hong Kong, go to Laos, go to Vietnam, go to Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and my goodness, go everywhere, anywhere, any of these nations that they actually experience Marxism or socialism, like real socialists, when they are in power. Mm-hmm. When they're not in power, okay, they're all smiling to everybody. But when they get power, they become Venezuela, they become Cuban, they become Chinese, they become North Koreans. All right, that's the way it is. So just go in this country and ask the people who experience a leftist regime or Marxism, if you prefer.
In fact, considering this terrible history of the leftist regime, the Marxism, how come they have this power today to infiltrate every system and religions? How come they have this power?
Propaganda. It's the power of propaganda. How did Hitler stole the minds, the hearts, the souls, the thoughts, the brain, the desire, the intention, the goodwill of the Germans? How did he do that?
Propaganda. So the people will go for whoever gives more, whoever promises more.
Yeah, like if you offer in front of a guy without a house, you offer a house, he will go for that. You offer a job to somebody who's unemployed, that doesn't have money, you offer him something from the government, he will go for that. Okay, and everybody knows that politics usually doesn't keep the promises pretty much. So between two evil, they choose the lesser. So propaganda is very powerful. So since most of the media in America is leftist, that's kind of it's tough. It's a miracle that Trump won. I guess God really stepped in and he did a miracle here because he wasn't supposed to win. And that's why the leftists are so crazy to attack him every time he says, if he says good morning, what are you? It's wrong. He's a dictator, you know. No, I'm not defending Trump that there is a great saint. He's just a politician like any other. He's a guy full of money and everything. I'm not particularly supporting the multinational, the super rich. No, of course, no. The Bible is not for the multinational and the money moguls of these people. No. But at the same time, sometimes God uses rich people, like, for example, Cyrus. The Persian Empire, it was this King Cyrus who allowed the Jews to leave Persia and to go back to Jerusalem and build a temple, and he was a king, it was an empire. Right. So God will use King Artaxerxes of Persia. He helped together with Esther and Mordecai, they saved the Jewish people. Like, God can use the poor and rich. Of course, God did not decide that they should be super rich. And if it was for me, I would put, like, a limit. Nobody should get rich more than $1 million, $10 million maximum. I don't even think your freedom. Well, freedom, you cannot. Your freedom ends when somebody else's rights begins. You cannot have freedom to have a personal jet when your neighbor doesn't have food to eat.
You understand?
So this is a different type of democracy with certain limits.
Limits, of course. Of course, you have to limit the riches. You cannot become, you don't need to be a billionaire, like, you know, the Google and the Facebook and the Amazon. Now this guy entered into politics. Like the Amazon, they bought the Washington Post. And now through the Washington Post, and CNN belongs to other multinational. And through this money, they control the media, and the media control the masses. And like Bill Gates, now he became the richest guy in the world. And now he wants to vaccinate everybody. And he said he wants to put a microchip on everybody. Well, thank you very much. Well, you first. You put microchip in people's head, they become robots. So anyway, I was saying, if you go to the nation that experience Marxism directly, you see that it's not different. The opposite of the propaganda says. Because the propaganda is easy. You just sit down and make a checklist of all the evil, all the mistakes of the government. Oh, that's easy. That was the French Revolution. That's how they beheaded everybody in France. I mean, all the royal families. And because they made a bunch of mistakes. They were many times terrible people, oppressors. But the Marxists, well, in those days, the Marxists, they were called the Robespierre, French Revolution. It's the same family. I mean, they were just making a list of all the evil of the king. Definitely are more than necessary. They were living really like kings, and their people were starving. And the masses really revolted, and they killed, millions they killed. But then eventually, Napoleon's, he became worse than the king. The king was not as bad as Napoleon's. He went around killing millions of people. Okay? And God bless England to stop them when England was Christians. So I'm against the right and left and center and everything that use violence, that use this kind of stuff. Look, here is a photo. This is the picture here. I have a picture.
Yes.
It's from Fox News here. There is a crane that detaching a cross from a church, and in China are demolishing churches. Maybe a picture of what Marxists in America are preparing for the so-called Christians, so-called because the Christian America is more like a far Christian America. Okay, the Christians in America now, they just think about warming up church benches, money. And there's very little Christianity left. But anyway, see, this is what's happening in China. The Marxists in America, the leftists in America are preparing for the Christian church. See here, the picture?
Yes.
So then the media now can criticize Trump as much as they want. He certainly is not as perfect, nobody's perfect, just as bad as anybody else. But you have to judge a politician by the idea, right? So there is a lot of self-righteous double standard, impossible to please political U.S. media. Okay, they want a perfect Trump, but nobody's perfect. You have to judge people by their ideas. Trump is definitely not perfect, just as bad as anybody else. But some of his ideas are good because he's not a puppet of the deep state, okay? Nevertheless, it cannot be denied that Trump is the opposite than Obama, Hillary, and all theirs. They are representative of the deep state, for sure. You know, it's a government under the table that runs, they run the FBI, Pentagon, all that stuff, and nobody knows. But lately, what they're doing behind the back, under the table, it's coming up to the surface. Anyway, Trump, no matter how much the leftist media dislikes him, he is a leader. And by God's help, he can change things. And I felt this message from the Lord for him. He could change America. He could change the world. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I want to give this message from the Lord. Okay, and this is the message. Trump can still, with the support of the Christians and other politicians, support like the Republicans, supporting him, he could introduce some laws, attention, to bring the light of democracy in where? In U.S. school system and consequently to the whole world. All right? Because no doubt I think Trump would be surely remembered in history not only as the leader who moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem fulfilling Bible prophecy, but also as the most real democratic president in history, because the Democrats in America are everything except Democrats. In fact, he will be remembered like the savior of U.S. democracy, because if democracy is not brought into the U.S. school system, no doubt the U.S. will soon fall into the Marxists' bag. And so people think that leftists and Marxists, so good it works, yeah, but not until they try it. Okay, yeah, to people don't understand that propaganda is one thing, Nazi propaganda is one thing, Marxist propaganda is one thing, but when you practice, it's another thing, when you go from theory to practice. Mm-hmm. So if the democracy in the U.S. would collapse, the whole world would follow quickly. All the democracy in the world will collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they are the strongest, even though they're becoming weaker and weaker, like you just explained.
Yes, yes. So
How do you think these democratic values can be brought into the schools?
It's very easy. Not even in the name of Christianity, which it doesn't work. If you go in the name of Christianity, they really attack you. Ooh. So what you have to do, you have to go in the name of democracy, which is, democracy is not a bad idea. All right? The only problem with democracy is that, like Marxism, it's a lot of theory. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty, mm-hmm. I mean, where is the democracy in the media? Mm-hmm. If you have money, you control the media. Where is the democracy? So all school must give an example, attention, what I'm trying to say here, or be made to give an example of what? Of democracy. As a Christian, I'm not talking about Christianity, which is too much to ask. I'm talking about democracy. Schools must be made to give an example of democracy, and not only socialistic ideas, which always tend toward totalitarianism.
And how?
How? Here, my humble suggestion is not difficult. Teachers must be chosen and appointed by a democratic panel. Okay, if you want some Democrats and some Republicans, sure, that's better than it is now. By law, there should be at least half and a half. It cannot be all democratic, which means in America, democratics means socialist, Marxist, okay? The democracy in the Democratic Party in America, it's a cover-up for socialism. So, the key is that the teachers must be chosen not just by school leadership, which they go wherever the money goes, and explain to you why. Mm-hmm. The leadership of the schools are presently receiving multi-million dollars by foreign powers. Well, as it is written, Proverbs 22:7, it says, just as the rich rules the poor, the rich rules the poor, says Bible, Proverbs 22:7, so the borrower is servant to the lender. But the fact of the matter is that this school leadership, they're not even borrowing this money from these foreign powers. These millions are completely given to them as gifts to administer for blah, blah, cultural reason. And they administer only God knows how. Of course, some people are going to say that these are clear bribes. For foreign powers give you multi-million dollars, some people will think, but these are bribing these guys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right? And the school will deny, of course. But they're receiving a big time. So here is an investigation by Fox News. This investigation exposes China's... this is the title. Well, let me read you the title. Exposing China's deep ties to America's elite. Okay, so look, there is a... presented the statistics, and this program said U.S. universities and China. So it says Chinese donations, $1 billion to 115 colleges and universities. And Chinese donation to only the one university, Harvard, which is one of the biggest universities, $93.7 million only to one university. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, the Chinese are not famous for giving money for charity, strictly for communism. So to 115 colleges, $1 billion they gave. And only to Harvard, $93 million. So now these directors are receiving this money for some culture, not better specified purposes, but they do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers are probably very happy, the director very, very happy, but nobody knows this money is really going. This is a fortune. But look, they're all leftists, they're all pro-Chinese, they are all pro-Marxism. Is that casual? I don't think so. Thus, these school leaders, whom some critics are calling mercenaries, are allowing foreign nations to take over the U.S. Understand? That's how China is taking over the U.S. They are buying the schools. When you buy the school, it'll be a matter of 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the country is gone. Because they sit you down there for 10, 15, 20 years, and you must listen to this Marxist teacher. All right? So my suggestion is this. I hope somebody will pass this message to Trump. The teacher must be supervised by law. That these teachers would teach academics and not Marxism, Maoism, leftism, or even certain violent religions which are anti-women. They have religious doctrines that advocate inferiority of women. There are religions today that they advocate that in their books. This should not be allowed to teach this thing in the schools. Exactly like Christian activists are not allowed in the schools, neither should be any of these guys. All right, because this has nothing to do with schools. You can go to your religious building to teach this stuff if you want. Amen. So I feel that this is like a last call. If true democracy is not brought in immediately and urgently, it will soon be too late. If it is not already, like I suspect. And last but not least, if activists of all groups are allowed free speech in their meetings, it is totally unconstitutional to forbid the pulpits, preachers, and churches to talk politics in their meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a blackmail, all right? So if the blackmail of taking away the financial tax exemption from the churches, if you talk politics, we take away your tax exemption. And they use this blackmail that the government withdraws the tax exemption from churches. Then this will be the price for this freedom. Let's pay it. Then we, as true Christian, would do well not to barter our faith, conviction, belief for some 30 pieces of silver, a tax exemption. Does it make sense? Well, the question arises that was Jesus the church of the New Testament, the church of the first three centuries? Were they seeking the financial tax exemption, financial help of the Roman government? Ha, never. We Christians should read a good chapter on this subject, such as Revelation chapter 3. And if we have an ear to hear, let us hear. That talks about good church and bad churches. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. May this message reach Trump. May this reach whoever needs to reach, because I believe it's from God. America can still be saved if we just get this Marxist, if we can get their hands off the schools. And slowly, slowly also this media, I mean, just like the government says, the governments tell the churches, we're going to take away the tax exemption if you preach politics. They should take away the permission from this media if they do politics. They can report, but they cannot do politics. Otherwise, they shouldn't be CNN, Washington Post. They should be Democratic Party, propaganda, just to say it's a Marxist or leftist or Democratic TV, you know, the American Democrats. They should change the name. They should say we are a political TV and make it clear, but they shouldn't pretend that they're journalists. Okay, so just like Christian cannot do politics in the churches, this guy cannot do politics in the TV. They can report, but not like this. They're completely one-sided. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Giuseppe, for giving us your political view. And speaking from a Christian point of view, we all know that also democracy has its own problems. There is a lot of corruption and other issues to be dealt with. So from a Christian point of view, the best would be to apply the love of God and the Bible rules, which will bring true unity and true forgiveness and love among people. Don't you think so?
Yes. I think here we need to make a little distinction. Look, why don't you go to Philippians 2:3, a little scripture, and then Romans 13.
Yes, Philippians 2, verse 3.
Because it's impossible that God doesn't have the answer, right?
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
That's it. See, we don't need politics, Nazis, communists, fascists, democratics, or anarchists. Each of these politics, they have some truth. Some very, very little, some more.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but even if you live under the perfect political system, like without love, without preferring your brother, if everybody just push for his own selfishness, his own gain, it's not going to work. Okay, so somebody's rights are always going to enter into somebody else's rights. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same story again. So America sends the ships to the China Sea, China invades American schools. It's not going to work. Right, you need the love of God. Romans 13, 8-10, it shows you the real godly systems of love, of which democracy eats a little bit of it.
Romans 13, 8-10. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
And that's it. That's the maximum. Of course, love, no, like everybody does whatever he wants. All right. But there are also, the gospel has commandments that you have to walk inside the commandments of love. So as history has shown, human or political utopia is impossible. Just as it is impossible to have religious utopia, including Christian religious utopia. And this is very clear in history. But not so concerning the true Christ-based loving life and families. This it is possible. Like it can be shown today in every Christian family and community that truly decides to practice it. It's a decision. Including our own community, we can testify it works. And this is not politics, but simple, basic, Christian, and gospel truth.
Amen.
But attention, there is a catch. Without the religion of man, there were to be only Jesus, only his love,
yes,
only his teaching of the gospel. And every family, every little community who has decided to practice this has discovered that it works. You just have to try it. Personally, I have done it. We've done it for many years in our community, and it works. Little community church, it really works. Without big bureaucracy, big hierarchies, no buildings, just like the early Christian houses, and that's it. In the godless world, true democracy certainly helps. So I'm not against it. But if we go a step higher, then it's the Christianity of the gospel, all right? The only thing that truly works to the best, to the perfection, doing things out of love and not out of the law. Otherwise, you go to jail. No, mm-hmm. Out of love.
Yes.
All right. But it must be Christianity without denominationalism, without the religion of man. Amen. Try. It's free. And who knows? Even though you're an atheist, you might like it. Try. You see, the day came, I used to be an atheist. The day came when I discovered that true Christianity, true gospel, true Christ has nothing to do with religion. Religion is the politics of Christianity. Religion is the imitation. All right, this hierarchy, these big shots, this guy's infallible, the other guy's a prophet. The Bible says we're all prophets. All right, 1 Peter 2:9, it says we're all prophets. We're all priests. 1 Peter 2:9, that's it. All right, otherwise he's returning to the Old Testament, to the archaic commandments of the Old Testament. Big shots, a big prophet, big Moses, big Ten Commandments. No, now the commandments is Matthew 22:37. And 39, he says, love God and love your neighbor. If you love God and your neighbor, you're not going to go steal his wife, steal his money, steal his job, try to lift yourself up, put him down. Because love prefers others to the limit of the possible. Amen?
Amen.
It's free. Try. You might like it. Okay. Otherwise, well, it's only atheism. It's only politics. Is only right and left, communism and capitalism. And capitalism is blood sucking the poor. Communism is oppressing them. All right, behind all the propaganda, beyond all the silly promises, which never, ever, anywhere, anybody has been able to fulfill. You know, nor in the left, nor even on the right. All right, democracy is just a little step in the right direction. But as you see, all the countries that they've had democracy for a long time, including England, was probably the oldest one in the modern world, it didn't work. Why? Because of lack of Jesus, lack of true love, lack of love because of selfishness. God bless you. Write to us. Love amen. To hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. For more messages, you can follow our radio on our website, radioblast.net. Every Saturday and Sunday, we have live broadcasts in Italian at 9 a.m. Washington, D.C. time. And you can write in your questions to our email address, info@radioblast.net. God bless you.
When did it become breaking a rule to say your name out loud in school? When your name's the only one that sets us free? When did it become incorrect to speak the truth about life and death? When your life gave us all eternity? I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted. If serving you's against the law, man, if living out my faith in you is banned, then I'll stand right before the jury, saying I believe is out of line. If I'm just 'cause I'm gone, cause your grace and your mercy have overtaken me. So even if it gets me convicted, I'll be on my knees with my hands lifted. If serving you's against the law, I'm gonna give my life.
thanks a lot, man. And living out my faith in you has been. Then I'll stand right before the jury, saying I believe. Guilty.